morning. Today is Friday, February the 26th, 57th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Simple Country Therapist and noted prose reader, Lou Quimby.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have you found one to read?
In this book of quotes?
Well, I would like to think that you had found...
I found something.
A few.
These are selected and edited by Mencken.
So
there, well, there's going to be a lot of turgidity in these things.
Okay.
But I found one that I can at least talk about.
Wow.
Gee.
Pray tell.
Yeah. Wow. Indeed.
It's about 1,400 pages long.
Yeah, it is.
You found one or two. Good.
I found one.
And it's small printing, too.
It is small print. I hate small print. But okay. There it is.
Let it rip.
Oh, you want it now?
Well, it's kind of what happens this time of the show.
Lacking all sense of right and wrong, a child can do nothing which is morally evil, on which merits neither punishment or reproof.
That's a tough one for parents to swallow.
Then kids learn right and wrong and
start to form the difference.
Life takes a turn.
Where does petulance come from? Is it a feeling of ownership or entitlement?
Well, being a simple guy.
I know, it's a big word.
Yeah, it's a big word. So I go back to the simple dynamic roots, ABC, affection, belonging, and control. And I think petulance mostly has to do with lack of a sense of belonging well. So it's a tenuous sense, and petulance is basically anger and resentments thinly disguised. So petulance makes the other person wrong. You follow?
So rather than elevating yourself, you try to bring the other down.
Yeah.
To even the playing field.
That's right. And so it's a fool's errand, because if you bring somebody else down to make you rise, it's like a wave in the ocean, right? It comes and it goes. And pretty soon you're back down to where you were before you started. And it's up and down and up and down and up and down. And that's exhausting. Exhausting.
And obviously for long term it doesn't work.
It doesn't work well for long term. It sucks the life out of people.
So when you have a room full of strong personalities.
Oh, God, deliver me.
Is that a normal interplay that goes on? You'll have some who don't care. You'll have some that care tremendously, and everybody else just somewhere in between?
Well, if you have a room full of strong personalities, you got to ask yourself, how did they get there? Either self-selected or somebody selected them. And if they're self-selected, there has to be some external reason for it, like politics, religion, sex, something. If somebody else selected him, then it's probably a business issue or a social psychological issue. If somebody else selected him, then there's a power, big power difference in the operation of the group. If they're self-selected, then the power differences begin to sort out when the group gets together, if they're self-selected.
KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, so as you get these, let's just call them strong personalities, not necessarily, not powerful. I think strong probably is a better better term. Strong personalities
that means they're well-formed. Whatever direction they take, they're well-formed.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with their direction, but they're well-formed.
And recognized as having some form of accomplishment or some willingness to do something.
Yeah, I've been there and done that.
So what drives us to be, some of us, drives us to be number one on the pecking order?
Well, I heard.
Or down at the bottom and not want to play with it at all.
I've heard before that there are three things to be happy in life. One is someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to. So if you got problems with being loved, you know, affection, belonging, and control, if you have problems with affection and you don't know or not sure that you're loved or that you're lovable, then you can do a number of things to compensate for that. One is you can go around being Mother Teresa, and then when people go, oh, you're so wonderful, go, oh, shaw, I was just doing my best for God and country and the poor. Or you can do more, don't hold the applause, please, more, give me another dinner, right? So nothing is ever enough, and some people die with not enough, adulation, confirmation, praise. So I look for, it's kind of ordinary. It doesn't matter whether you're Trump or Joe Blow. It's kind of ordinary. Most of what drives people is not rocket science. So people want security. They want, which is anxiety-free, basically. They don't want to go around being anxious all the time about whether the saber-tooth can get through the front door. So they have a bigger front door. And they want to be loved and admired and respected. And if they're soft in those areas and they don't know how to generate them inside themselves, they have to get it outside. So people get addicted to acquiring sex, money, power. And if you're into words and feelings, then you can get into politics or religion. Or therapy, or teaching, or medicine.
Yeah, serving the masses.
Serving the masses, yeah. That's a Catholic joke, right?
It is Lent. I mean, it works.
Oh, mercy. So that stuff gets complicated because there are so many agendas that are running simultaneously about. Something as complicated as politics or religion or medicine or teaching. Look at the university and look at all the agendas that are going on in the university. You know, years ago they closed the nursing program and people are going, oh God, what did they close the nursing program for? We need more nurses. And the nation is short of nurses and physicians, right? Well, there's a lot of complex circumstances in whether they keep the nursing program open or not. Money is the first one. Nursing program doesn't have a whole lot of politics. It's not about right or wrong. It's whether or not the program can be funded. So then you have to go back to the University of California system and look at the politics involved in that, which is not a pretty sight, by the way.
Could use a little triage itself, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So it is intriguing for me to see then gatherings of people who are not of the same mold.
They're called voters.
Or regular guys on the street or just random lottery winners. Yeah, it's kind of across the board, and to see
that's random
the dynamics of it, or some of the, to stay in the political arena, some of the polling that goes on, you know, randomly, you know, 1,000 randomly selected individuals from da 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 da, and to see how divergent their opinions are.
Oh,
and trying to bring them together to a focal point.
Yeah,
which is really challenging.
And that's why it's easier just to appeal to fear instead of intellect.
Easier to bring together on the emotional basis than the logic?
Yeah. Because if you attempt to deal with the issues to a broad statistical base, you have to cover, you know, like 100 subjects. And that's not, you can't do that on the air. Right? You need sound bites and emotional appeal. People want to be loved and to feel safe and secure and prosperous, too. Safe, secure, and prosperous. Or loved, secure, and prosperous. Yeah.
You're adding to your list?
Well, I'm thinking of how people can allow themselves to be lulled into a sense of non-thinking. If they're loved and secure, safe, and prosperous, why would they have to do anything?
Are they more apt at that point to react to an emotional plea than they are if one of those are missing?
Well, if the emotional plea generates love and safety and prosperity, then they don't have to think anymore. All they have to do is reproduce what got them there. And if that's a political... Well,
you just go down the golden, the yellow brick road.
Yeah, I've always been a Democrat. My father was a Democrat. My grandfather was a Democrat. My great-grandfather, et cetera. And they just go down the yellow brick road. Forever.
Oh, you did incorporate that phrase. Good. Thank you. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Talk Shop presented by Redek and CDH Painting. Lou, the concept of religious warriors, I guess, you know, the ISIS, ISIL, that yeah. Stuff. Suicide bombers.
Yeah.
Is there a psychological profile for those more inclined? You don't have the Jewish suicide squad.
The
Christian or
easily led.
Episcopalian or Catholic, but you have in the Muslim faith.
Yeah.
That.
They're easily led. I mean, how easy would it be to lead you down the suicide trail?
Depends on how the day was going.
Pick a day, any day. A day like today.
But let's say it more challenging than others.
Right. So you have more to live for. So it depends on how much perspective people have, what kind of economic, social, emotional life they have. So if they're easily swayed by charismatic leaders, then they go along with the charismatic leaders. It's like the...
Mindlessly?
Mindlessly. Or? It's like the cult that was expecting to get rescued by the comet that years ago.
The ones in
San Diego or L.A. area,
yeah.
Southern California. And so they all took phenobarbital and shot of vodka and lay down and died because the rescue wasn't coming from outer space.
Was it in Central America?
No.
The Kool-Aid?
Oh, Kool-Aid, that's a different one.
It was different than the Branch Davidians different as well.
Okay. My primary therapist told me one time, be careful about charismatic people. They'll drop you on your head, which means that charisma is about emotion and then a flexible intellectual concepts. Well, when there's a situation where you cannot challenge authority, there's a problem. It's been a problem in any culture there is because authority doesn't like to be challenged because authority frequently bases its okayness with itself on the authority that they hold. So if people challenge tightly held authority and the people holding the authority are not stable inside themselves, then they get repressed. So you challenge the Ayatollah, you're in trouble. There's no discussion about religious issues with
them. Because it's not a religious issue.
That's right. It's a issue of I make the rules and you don't. And the order of the social order is I say you do. You know, it's jump how high on the way up and where do you want me to land on the way down? There's no challenging. There's no explanation. There's no talking about it. I think it's particularly nasty for women because they don't have any choice in a lot of things where I think they should have choice.
Culturally, they don't have.
Yeah. I mean, got to be covered up. You can't do certain sports and all kinds of restrictive nonsense. It has nothing to do with anything except men are in power and women are objects.
Is that part of what has made the American society as unique as it is? Is because our leaders are not appointed, anointed, bloodline?
Well,
they are elected?
That bloodline is interesting because Europe was based on bloodline. It started with tribalism, and then it turned into royalty, and then bloodline. The problem with bloodline is sometimes idiots are born. I mean, literally, people with brain damage.
People who shouldn't.
Or shouldn't be in any place
qualify,
of power at all.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with Rome, with the emperors in Rome. There's the occasional congenital idiot, and then the occasional raging sociopath and the crazy people as well. But in this country, depending on what you think about the latest political dialogue.
Big picture.
We can sort those out before they come into power. But that's not always true either.
Right. Sometimes it's after the swearing in that things happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at, for example, Supreme Court judges, a lot of presidents have appointed what they think is politically advantageous judges who then do the turn when they get into power. And then you got things like appointed for life. Well, when the Constitution was written, lifespan was anywhere from 45 to 65. Now people are living till 90s. Well, how long can you maintain your intellectual integrity? I mean, some of the Supreme Court judges are retiring because they realize they've lost their edge, or they're getting old, or they're getting tired. They don't have the interest or the ability, physical ability, attention span, work, et cetera, et cetera. Because a Supreme Court judge is not a 40-hour week by any long shot. Ask any of their clerks. So the system we have challenges authority, and sometimes it isn't always clear until the event happens, which is the election. So this is going to be an interesting election.
So with the society being predicated on that versus the appointment process or entitlement through birth process, how tough is it for us as a culture to try to project and understand other cultures that are so different? In the case we were talking about ISIL and ISIS, don't know too many folks who say, I get it. I understand what they're doing. There just aren't that many common points.
De Tocqueville, when he came to America, noted that the rule of law and the rule of law is done by committees who arrange the law. And he looked at the committee system in this country, right? And the committee system has to do with proposal and disposal and debate and redebate and reconsideration and redebate and finally agree on something, right? Which is a giraffe is a horse designed by a committee, right? But it's still got four legs and it moves. Most of what I know about the Middle Eastern stuff is it's tribal. the power and authority system is tribal, and it comes from the chief, the head of the family, and then the head of the tribe. And when Saudi Arabia changed over from the Sauds to the system, the person they have now, big shift psychologically and sociologically inside the power structure. That's one. And then two, the price of oil goes down from 70 to 30. And now they can't give away all their money to their people like they used to. So the tribal system is in serious trouble there in terms of how to maintain social stability. Well, this country can maintain social stability whether we have Republican, a Democrat, a war, a peace, pretty much stable, even though we have incompetent financial problems, like the savings and loan a few years ago, the recent Wall Street doodah. Even though we have incompetence there, that somehow we're able to get through them with continuity. Other countries, if you look at some of the African countries, they simply fail. And then a strong man comes in, it's tribalism, takes over, and builds an army, and then beats up on the people. I haven't seen it different, that when a strong man takes over, the little guys always suffer. I haven't seen anything different than that. I haven't seen a strong man take over and make things happy, healthy, hale, and hearty. Never seen that. Have you seen that? I haven't seen that.
Consistent, perhaps. Predictable, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't mean...
But not...
I don't...
not the
I've never
elements.
Seen a strong man turn around an economy.
No.
They take advantage of it, and maybe things are good for 6 weeks, but then it's over.
Or for the tight-knit circle who supported him.
Or for the, yeah. Me and my buddies are going to Hawaii.
Life is good, yes.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:45.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Bye, Lou.
See you around.
We're out of here.
See you around, big guy.
See you on Monday.